The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married, b'sha'at tova u'muslachat, and zechut of the limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen. We begin today's daf of Memdalar Amud Bet, 14 lines from the bottom. Amar of Hasda, Ezehu Talmid Hacham. What's considered a Talmid Hacham? What do we have to know who's a Talmid Hacham for? What's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is the Gemara of Metzia says that Talmid Hacham, if he lost an object, normally you have to return an object to somebody, he has to give simanim, he has to give signs. Talmid Hacham, as long as he has tiviut ayin, he says, I recognize that's my item, you trust him, and you give it him back without simanim. So who's a Talmid Hacham that you can return his avedah b'tviut ayin? Gemara says, that's somebody that on his own piece of meat that he slaughtered, he could look at the piece of meat, and even though there's two sides, one side to say that it's kasher and one side to say it's taref, he can be strict on his own piece of meat and say taref. So once you see he can say on his own piece of meat taref, you see he doesn't have a lust for money. So not only is he not interested in other people's money, he's not interested even in his own money, he doesn't have an attraction to it. Therefore, you could trust him when he comes to take an avedah and doesn't give a siman, he doesn't have a lust of money. He's even able to say terefa for himself, even on their side to say maybe kashir. Amar of Hazda, Ezehu Soneh Matanot Yichyeh. The Pasuk says Soneh Matanot Yichyeh. That Shlomo writes, those that hate matanot, that don't like to receive gifts, Yichyeh. Who is that character? So it says, Zeharu et terefa la'atmo. Same person. That person can see a terefa for himself. So for sure, even on his own stuff, he is strict. So certainly he's not going to have a lust for other people's things that are going to give them. Call me shekore. That's mikra, that's chumash. Veshone, that's mishnah, gemara. Veroeh, that's mishnah. Veroeh terefa la'atzmo. And he's able to be strict on himself. And even rule a terefa on his own stuff. Veshimesh tamid hachamim, that's studying the gemara. He studies all the opinions of the Hakamim. We call that Chimush Tavidei Hakamim. This opinion says this opinion says that. Alav Katuv Omer, Yegia Kapecha Kituchal, Ashrecha Betov Lach. That such a person is fulfilling this pasuk. Yegia Kapecha Kituchel. That what? The person toils from his own efforts, Ashrecha Betov Lach, which means he doesn't care to benefit from other people. He toils from his own efforts, makes his living from his own handiwork. Yigia kapecha, from his own efforts. Why do you say that? Because he's an honest guy. When it comes to even a terefa, he doesn't rule to his favor. He rules strict. That means he's not interested in making an easy dollar. Yigia kapecha kintochel. He's honest. Tzvid amar zochev nuchesh ne'olamot. The person like this, that does all those things, he learns Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, he gets two worlds. Ha'olam hazeh ve'olam haba. Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh ve'tov lach ve'olam haba. Rabbi El-Azhar kevu mishadre le mebe nisi'a mideh. Rabbi El-Azhar, they used to send them sometimes gifts from the house of the Nasi. They used to send them presents. Lo shakil, he didn't accept. V'chi habu mezamne leh, when they used to invite him sometimes for a seudah, lo azil, he wouldn't go either. Amar, he would say, lo kaba'e mor de'ehi, what, you don't want me to live? What are you giving me all these gifts for? Dekhtiv, v'sonei matrot yahyeh. It says, sonei matrot yahyeh, give me all these gifts. What, you want me to die? Chas v'shalom. Rabbi Zera, ki mishadre leh, lo shakil. When they would send him gifts, he wouldn't receive them. Ki avu mezamne leh, azil. When they would invite him, the Sauda, he would go. Amar, he said, they're getting the kavod by me being there. When I show up to the Sauda, I'm giving them. My presence is their kavod, not that they're giving me anything. Okay, let's catch up on the Rashis over there. So I'll read all the Rashis. Start from Zeharoet Refala Asmo, five lines from the bottom.
Zeharoet Refala Asmo, Kishinolad Safek Terefot Behemto, Nirabo, Ta'am Isur, Vita'am Neheter, Veno, Has Ale, Veosra.
Right, there's two sides. No, either way, he doesn't care. He goes to the stringent way.
הרואה טרפה לעצמו, ודאי שונא מתנות אחרים, הוא שאף על שלו אינו חומד להכריע להיתר.
Sure. If he sees טרפה לעצמו, certainly he's not interested in somebody else's money. On his own money, already he's strict.
שימש למדי חכמים, גמר לתרץ טעמי המשנה, המשניות הסותרות זו את זו, והיינו גמרה.
Rashi always says that. Whenever you say שימוש למדי חכמים, that's the sophisticated way that the Gemara calls Gemara. Because what is Gemara basically? Answering up the contradictions of the Mishnah through hearing what each rabbi said. So Shemesh Tamid Al-Khari.
Igea Kabecha Ki Tocha, Dechivan De'al Shelo Eno Chomed, Kol Sheken She'eno Chomed B'Shel Acherim Lignov V'Ligzol.
Right, therefore he makes an honest living, this person. But you see, he doesn't care for his own things.
Right,
it's not a matana. They're benefiting from the fact that he's showing up. Just look at the bottom of Tosafot. Ezu Tamid Chacham.
Ezu Tamid Chacham.
The Mehdele.
The Mehdele Avedato B'Tviyat Ayin.
That's what Tosafot is saying. Yehud Ayin. That's the Nafkamin of Tamid Chacham. So you can return his Avedat to him without him giving you some money. Okay, now we continue the Gemara. Back to the laws of Telefut. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Nekeva kenafa. Mitztarfin deruba. They gotta get it. That's the kane. It has holes in it. Like a napa. Napa is like a sifter. The sifter has like tiny holes in it. So it says, they're all next to each other, say the holes. So mitztarfin, you combine the holes, like take all the small little holes, put it in, imagine it's all in one area, and it's mitztaref to the shi'ur of ruba. As we say, if the rov of the circumference of the kaneh has a hole in it, so therefore it's considered a terefa. So therefore these little dots, these little holes over here, mitztaref them all together. If you miss them all together, and it becomes rov hekev, the majority of the hekev, it'll be a terefa. Look at the picture over here. The picture over here, you see the kaneh, right? That's the rings, and you look at the art school, gives you a couple of dots. It's tiny dots around the circumference of one of the rings over there. So each dot on its own doesn't have the ability to mitztaref, to posev. But if you put them all together, so and in one spot, if it mitztaref to get the majority of the circumference of a ring, that'll make it asu. Read the Rashi. Kenapa, second line.
Kenapa.
I gotta get it. Good. Mr. Fim.
Mr. Fim, nekavim neruba. Ilu haya kulam mechubarim yahad, haya ruba nefsak terefa.
Right, which means, if they were all together, it would be rov of the hekef of the ring, so that would be katerefa. So you must see what he's talking about. Lativ Rabbi Yirmiya, ubegulgolet, yesh ba nekev echad aroch, אפילו יש בה נקבים הרבה מצטרפים למלוא מגדיח. We have a law in the laws of Tum'ah, Tum'at Ohel. You have the skull in the whole skull of the body, of the dead body, in the house, Tum'at Ohel. However, the deen is, if it's missing a piece, so then it does not exude Tum'at Ohel. How much does the skull have to be missing? So it says, the amount that would be taken out by a magdah. Magdah is like a hammer or a certain drill. Let's say a doctor was doing a surgery on the guy and took out a certain amount of the brain that a normal person with that item missing in the brain would not be able to live. So if it's missing the shiur of a magdah, of how long the shiur of a drill, I guess you're going to call it, that was chaser, does not exude tum'at ohel. Now, it's not always a round circle. Sometimes you're going to have to measure it in different ways. So the Gemara says, "Ubegulgolet sheyesh banekev echad aruch." So it's not round; it's a long nekev. It's a long hole. Afidu yesh banekavim arbe, with a lot of small holes. Mitzterfim demlo mekdach, which means you measure the area to see if you would take all those little holes and put them together, and it comes up to the shiur of a mekdach in the area. It's also going to be not mitamet tumat oyel. So what do you see over here? Alma. Since the shi'ur of the brain missing is the shi'ur of a magdach, so you see, you mistaref. You know, it doesn't have to be mamash the shi'ur in one spot. You mistaref all the little holes, then you make it to the area all together to the shi'ur. Oh. So the Gemara has questions like this. Here too, by the kaneh, by the gargaret, by the trachea. Kevan de shi'ure ki isar. What's the shi'ur of a hole? We said if you have a hole in the kane, so it's going to be terefa. So now we're going to give the shi'ur. So the minimum shi'ur is an isar. Isar is a certain coin. You have a hole in the trachea, the size of an isar, it's miposel. Lich isar mitztarfim. So these holes should be mitztaref to the shiur isar. What are you telling me that it's mitztaref for rov? Where'd you get this rov shiur? Rov the kaneh. The shiur of the kaneh being pasul is if you have a hole the size of an isar. So therefore we should say that all these small holes should be mitztaref to the shiur of a isar. Why are you telling me it's mitztaref to the shiur of rov hekev? Just like by the brain, you need the shiur of the drill hole. So when you take all the little holes over there, it's mustaref, shi'ur, it's considered hasir. The same thing over here. Where did you get the shiur of rov? The kavrat's the shiur of a isar. The one that says, ishtemite te, the one that asked the question, forgot. Ad amar bihelbo amar bihama berguria. Amarav, nekabim sheesh bam chassaron, mistarfim nek isar. Vishem bachassaron, mistarfim neruba. It all depends what type of little hole it is. If the little hole is as a chassaron, meaning it goes through, it's missing in the kaneh, then you mitztaref it to the shiur of an isar. Now, shegin, these holes over here, there was no hasaron. It was just a little, a surface hole there, and they were in the surface hole that don't go through, when there's no hasaron, it's not missing anything from the kaneh, then your shiur is rovekef. So there's two shiur into posel the kaneh. You have either rovekef, or you have rovekef on the surface like that. That's what we're talking about over here. I went to said isar. That's the one where the hole is the actual hole. Where there's a hasaron in the kaneh. Read all the rashis first over here.
Mitzarfin hanekavim ruba ilu haya kulam mechubarim.
Yachad.
Yachad haya ruba nifsak terefah.
Now to ugegole lekebe ohel amet.
Tanya. Behahi dekama chisaron b'shidra. Katan yisevah ugegole kedesh shinatel min achai yamud.
Right. As much, if you would take a piece of the brain from a living person and he would die, so in the met, if that was missing in the gulgolet, it would not exude tuma. But the doctor has a certain drill that he uses. That showed.
Betani alad im yesh bo nekev echad aruch she'en agul ro'im oto im yitenu orcho le'agalo.
Right, you have a long hole, so now it's not the shoot of a drill. But if you would take the length of it and turn it into a circle, then it would be the same shoe in the same area, so there would be a problem. Or you don't have one hole, you just have a lot of small little holes. It's mistaref to one big hole. Ah, so you know what I says, Alma. Just like by the gulgolet. Small holes mistaref to one big hole. So why do you say the same thing by the gargaret? That the small holes were mistaref to the shiur of a isar.
Shiura liruba gaben nekuba. לגבי נקמים קטנים בעי, כי זהר לשיעורינו.
Right. So, Gemara says, שתמיתתה.
להי מקשה.
Right. The one that's asking a question, forgot. שתמיתתה, what do you forget? מסתכלים ברובה.
מסתכלים ברובה, דהב כפסיקה בעמה, דלא מחסרה, ונקבע כנפה נעמי בדלק החסרון.
Right. Which means over there, it's like a חסרון. It's little holes over there that don't have a חסרון. If you go, מסתכל, if the שיעור is, if you have רוב, in that area. But in the hole itself, in the Chenemeh, we would study for the Shura of A, Isa. Nefize, Mashin HaKat Rav, Nekeba Kenapa, Urak Lenyan Shem Nekabim Rabim Dakim V'Smuchim Lezeh. But not like a Napa that goes through. You have to say that the Mashal to a Napa just means a lot of little holes. But a Napa, of course, goes through. But it doesn't mean it goes through. It's talking about surface holes that are plentiful.
The center is hollow, right?
The center is hollow.
So the center is through, and then at the other side also like a bullet with
it. Yeah, through.
And the other side also.
No, through one side.
No, just through to the middle.
You're talking about the napa case?
No,
the
Isar. The Isar has to be straight. A hole. Make a hole.
Into it.
Goes through the walls. Goes through the walls of the...
Once it gets inside, or it has to go pierce the whole entire thing? Does it have to go in this side and come out that side?
Is it hollow? I don't know if it's hollow. Could be it's just no.
Side into the center.
Exactly, into the center. That's what I think the Mishnah is going to say. You want to see that? Hey, Alpha Pishi, Kishin of Saka Kane, Lenoch Hassaron, Shultra Foberov, Savannah Benemiyah, Shenav Dibel, Kimshish Bem Hassaron. Okay, Kimachinav Aman Kinapa. Okay, that was the whole Mahalogan of it, because he said Napa. So when he heard the word Napa, there's a hole in it. If there's a hole, it's Hassaron. Hassaron, it's a Shul Kesar. No, well, we didn't mean napa in the sense that it goes through. Elam napa means plentiful, like a sieve, and therefore shiur is, if it has that shiur, berov. Amar Rabba Bar Hanan Bar Yosho Ben Nevi, netela hemenu retzua, petzarefet becheisar. Like we just said, which means, if let's say netela hemenu, it's missing. Already a strip, let's say a long strip. It's not a round. Doesn't matter. You calculate the area like it's around Shi'ur, and you must it for 2a Isa, like we said. Like we just said, he asked the same question. What's the Shi'ur on the Nekabim? Depends. Yesh bo chasaron, you must it to an Isar. Em bo chasaron, you must it for 2a Terubah. Obviously, that's the Mishnah that's going to come up on Nundalit Amud Aleph. Kaviyora continues. Be'ofa mai. Okay, all this was talking about now the kane of a animal. But what about what's the shiur in the shiur of a in a bird? Okay, now we have, so you have the same story. You have the gergeret, and you have holes in the gergeret. But obviously, we're not going to say that there's a shiur of an isar. Because the smaller, it's not as wide the gergeret of a bird. So what's the shiur when it comes to that? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Nachmanei Ledidi, Mefarish Liminei de Rabbi Elazar." So I heard the pshat of Rabbi Elazar. He told me, "Mekapelo umanicho al pi akane im chofet ro mekane terefa ve'im lav keshera." You have the spot that says is the gergeret, okay? So you have a spot that has the holes on it. So you cut out the spot that has the holes on it. Okay? Whatever shiur it is. And you stick it as a flap over the hole of the kane. If this shiur that you cut off, if it covers the majority of the opening of the halal of the kane, no good. Less than that, good. The picture is here perfectly. You see over here, they cut out the little piece that had the holes in it, and they stick it on the opening, on the halal area. If the flap covers the majority of the opening of the halal, so then already, that's the shi'ud, that it's no good. If it covers less, it's the bottom picture. I have it on the bottom, okay. So you cut it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you cut the whole thing to half?
No, you cut the spot that has the holes in it. And then you take that little piece and you stick it on the opening, like a door, like a flap. If it covers the majority of it, no good. Less than the majority, it's okay. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Papa, Vesimanach, How are you going to remember the shiur? How are you going to remember that shiur? So the Gemara says, nafya. The way you remember it is a napa, like a sieve. Well, what's the sieve? They take a net that's made out of the horse hair, and they put it over a bowl, whatever it is, in order to sieve things. So just like the napa, how do you use a napa? You stick it over there. So to me, you take the peel piece and you stick it over the halal of the item. Okay, continue. Be'ofa rashi. Nekabim. Be'ofa. That's it. You cut it out like, and you create the flap over the hole. Okay. Now the Gemara says nifhata kedelet. Let's say the gargir, back to the animal. It was nifheta, you have a hole in it, but it doesn't go all the way through. It's like a door that it's cut on three sides, but it's still attached on one side, like a door that has the hinge that's attached. So Amar Rav Nachman, Kedesh Yikanes Isar Liruhbo. So the shi'u then is, if you could stick an isar in that area, which is a little bigger than the regular shiur. Normally the shiur of a hole is a regular isar. Here it has to be wide, since there's something there, a little wider that it can fit an isar through. You see, if it's just an isar itself, you can fit an isar through a shiur of an isar. It's exactly the size. But to fit an isar through the hole, it's got to be a drop bigger so it fits through. Because since the flap is still there, it's not totally off, so the Hachamim gave a bigger shiur. Look at that shi. Not Rashi. Okay. Nisdeka. Okay, now we get to the next case. Better nisdeka. It's cracked. That you have to gargate it. And there's a crack across the gargate. There's like a. So it's cracked. Exactly what it is. Nisdeka. Split. So what's the shiur? Amarab. Afilu lunishtiyad ba'ila chulya achat temala vichulya achat temata keshera. Well, so long. Simple pshat. As long as one ring on top and one ring on the bottom, and a full ring, is not cracked, you're okay. But she doesn't like that explanation, because he learns that a chulya is like by the sisit. But the chulya is like a group. So he's going to learn chulya has got to be at least three rings in one spot to not get cracked. Read the Rashi. Actually, we did those Rashis, by the way. Read the Rashi. Yeah, go read both of them. So start from Niftaha Kimin Dele, by the way. First white line.
Niftaha Kimin Dele. The lona tala.
Pechat.
A pechat. Ela talui. Beomed zakuf sham kein.
Dele bemuzuzato. Still, the piece is still there. Like a door that has a hinge. Still there.
Kidesh yikanes isar lerobo. Vishiur gadol hu ze me isar.
Yacha benen. That's what you say.
Vishum de en kan chisaron vadelet sudam et aneket.
You need a bigger shiur when the item is still there. When it's missing, it's a shiur of isar. But when it's still there, then we need a bigger shiur. Next case.
Nis yedal orka vekila mekulu de echa de nefsak lerobba. Ruba metoch shehade.
Right, which means when it goes, we said it already. When it goes lerobba, meaning around the circumference, we said that's the rov. Now we're talking about nisdeka, the orka. We're talking about it has the crack, the lengthwise, the tok.
Shehariya moshechet lemata, v'atzavan moshech lemala. Itak veholech legamre, v'lo hadar chalim.
Right, which means, when it goes to the circumference, the width of the item, so it says it's not going to heal. Because since the direction of the kaneh goes lengthwise, so these holes that are on the width of the kane somehow are not going to get better. Therefore, we're more strict. However, it seems when you have a siddik on the lengthwise, when the kane lengthens and gets bigger and smaller, it'll close the siddik. And eventually, it'll get healed. Okay. Anyway, what's the shi'ur?
Tabah,
I heard one ring. Then he says, three rings, so it's all there. So that she's strict. No, that she's lenient, actually. That when you have a tzedek to the length, you need three chuliyot that do not have a tzedek on it.
Top and the bottom.
Same thing. Three on the bottom. Let's go around. The three on the top and three on the bottom are not affected. That's the way he explains it. Three not affected by the tzedek.
To make it good.
It's the orka.
The orka. Kishenefsak kanel l'ruchbo b'ro bekefo. תרפש כמו שנפסק לרוחבו ברובו לא יחזור ויתרפא אלא החתק מתרחב והולך עד שנפסק אז כדי שכיפה getting bigger and bigger and bigger when it's לרוחבו כיוון שהקנה נמתח למעלה על ידי סבר ומטה על ידי הריאה so it's like being stretched so כנראה it's gonna just widen the hole but once the length wise when it stretches out the sedek closes up causes the siddiq to close up and then it'll heal. Okay. Amaruha kamed Rabbi Yohanan. He said this last halakha in front of Rabbi Yohanan. Amar, he said like this. Ma chulya u ma chulya de kamarav. Well, what was Rav saying? Chulya, chulya, one on top, one on the bottom. What is this saying over here? Ela ema afilu terba, ela mashu lemala, mashu lemata keshara. You don't need a chulya, even a mashu. As long as the crack doesn't go across the whole kaneh, it's okay. What is he saying? Chodiyah, chodiyah. Amaru akamed Rabbi Yohanan. So they came to Rabbi Yohanan, who was from Eretz Yisrael. Mishemid Rabbi Yonatan haki. And they said, Rabbi Yonatan, who used to learn in Bavel, he said the same thing like you. He said, you don't need a full chodiyah. Even mashu. So he tells the students, Yadayin havrin bablael fanushek yai ta'ma. Unbelievable. The rabbis of Bavel don't know how to learn. They not explain the good reasonings. The rabbis of Eretz Yisrael would always, knock the rabbis of Bavel. Oh, not bad. From Bavel, and he says a good explanation. Okay, straightforward. Okay, Tana. Rabbi Chaya bar Yosef kamet Rabbi Yohanan. Kol asabar kulo kashe l'shchita metabata gedola ad kanfer rea hatachtona. Okay, now we discuss which part of the kaneh is kosher for shechita. Now the kaneh starts again, obviously, in the upper part of the neck of the animal, goes all the way down to the lungs. That's the breathing area, right? All the way to the lungs. So which area is kasher? So first of all, they call it from the tabat gedola. The best way to explain the tabat gedola is just look at the picture. Tabat gedola is the rings of the kaneh. Tabat gedola is that wide cap that's on top of the kaneh. They call it tabat gedola either because it's thicker in that spot, or because tabat gedola, it goes around the whole kaneh. Well, all the other ones do not go fully around. It goes down to the bottom. But here it goes fully around. So these flaps over here on top is called tabat gedol. It's really the top ring of the kaneh. How low could you go in the kaneh? So it says, Kol zman kol lo kashir shchita mitabat gedola ad kanfer re'a tahtona. Okay, until the kanfer, the wings of the lungs, the lower wings. Okay, let's just look at the picture for a second. I'm just to get a little on the skin. It's going here's the kaneh. So the kaneh goes all the way down. This is the lungs over here. And enters the lungs at this point over here. So the animal can breathe. And you have over here, on the sides of the lungs above them, they call them kanfer re'ah. It's like wings. And the flaps open up. It looks like a wing. So they're telling you, you go all the way from the top, all the way down to the lower kanfer re'ah. If I was going to explain, where exactly is that spot? Amarava, when it said the lower re'ah, the kavanah is tahtona. Let's say when you take the animal and you hang it up. You used to hang, when you strip the animal from its skin, they hang it up from its hind legs. So the animal's hanging upside down. Okay? So when you hang it upside down, that's called tahtona, shihi elyona, which is really the top. When the animal's up, right side up, when you're slaughtering it in the normal way, that'll be the upper one over there. Why, shani omer, what's his logic? He says, because I say like this, kol sheposhetet sabara v'ro'eh, ubevad shelo ta'anis, which means, you're allowed to slaughter in the kaneh any spot where the animal normally sticks his neck out when he's eating. So therefore, when he sticks his neck out, the kaneh is, you know, lengthened. Any time when he does that without forcing him to do it, that's kasher l'shchita. Mashenkin, if you pull his neck out against his will in order to bring more kaneh out of the area, that's not going to be kasher. So the spot that the rabbis figured out that the animal normally when he sticks his head out, it'll go all the way to this top onah, which is on top of the lungs when it's revealed, that's the spot where it's normal for the animal to extend his neck out, where that spot will be exposed. Okay, the animal's neck is not exposed, so it all goes in. It's in the body. When he sticks his neck out, that part, even lower in the animal, will be exposed. But if you have to force the head of the animal, no good. Which means, let's say the animal himself overextended his neck. So do you say that no? Only when the shepherd pulls the neck, then it's no good. But maybe when he extends his neck himself, it'll be okay. Gemara says to that tiku. Okay, just read the Rashi's on that.
Kanfedeah.
Oni re'ah. How do you explain one in English? No, just the Gemara when he called it the wings. Okay. כנפדה התחתונה, עונה דעה. The wings, okay, fine.
התחתונה, כדי מפרש רבה התחתונה, כשהבהמה תלויה, תהיינו עונות קטנות, שהיא עליונה. כשאוחזים בקנה וראיה, תלויה למטה.
When the animal is upside down, hanging upside down, it's the lower one. When it's right side up, it's the top.
כנפי, כמו שהן נמתחים.
תחים, when they spread out, it's like כנפיים, it's like wings.
ופורשים כנפיים למעלה, אף הפי שהקנה יורד ביניהם, עד מקום חיוורון.
שאני אומר,
כל שפושט את צווארה ורואה ולא יותר לכך, אני מפרש תחתונה שהיא עליונה, שלא תעמד תחתונה, כשאוחזין הקנה, דהיינו כנגד כל הראייה.
Right, which means, don't think that it's they go all the way down. Don't think it means to over here. Because the neck of the animal, when the animal spreads its neck out, this is not revealed. It's only on a normal extension of the neck. Mashen ken, if you pull the animal's neck, and if more of it's going to be revealed, that's not going to be off. So it's a higher spot. That's what he's trying to say. It's a higher spot in the animal. Okay, we go further. Tana, Rabbi Chaya, Bar Yosef, Kamed, Rabbi Yohanan, we did. Okay, that we did. Teku. Yativ, Rabbi Yohanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Nakish. Nafak Meltame ben Ayim. I'm going to add a question amongst them. Halakha. Anas b'simanim v'shahat pesula. Okay, like we learned. Let's say you pull the neck of the animal. Anas, you force the animal's neck. You pulled it out, extended it, and you slaughtered over there, and you slaughtered pesula. Nika v'kane lemata minachaze nidon kireah. And because of that, if let's say the kane got a hole in it beneath, lower than the haze, nidon kireah. And therefore, the law is by the kaneh we just learned, for a hole to be posel, it has to be a hole that has a hasaron in it. Mashenken by the re'ah, by the lungs, even a hole that does not have a hasaron in it makes it a terefa. So since we're telling you that when you get to that lower area, it's not considered kaneh anymore; it's considered re'ah. So therefore, if you have a hole in it, it'll be posel, even if it's not going to be hased. Let's read the Rashi. Let's read Rashi now. Read Rashi, lemata menachazel.
Lemata menachazel, למקום שאין ראוי לשחיטה. נידון קריאה, בנקב שמשהו ולא ברוב כגרגרת.
Which is even though it's the gargaret that got the hole in it. But the gargaret that's in the lungs, that's considered like lungs. Because you can't slaughter in that spot. So once you can't slaughter in that spot, does not have a din of kaneh. It has the din of a lung. And what's the din of a lung? Even a hole that's in it that doesn't have a chasaron is going to make it a terefa. Nashi, nidon kireah.
Nidon kireah, benekev mashu velo berov kegergeret.
That's it. You don't even go it off. Even on the width of it, even the naked mashu is going to be poselet. Again, the law would be, any spot that you could make shechita is considered gergeret. But once you can't make the shechita in that spot, so it's considered wherever it is. Now it's in the re'ah, it's in the lung. You cannot make shechita. You said you cannot make shechita in that spot. So therefore, it's nidon like a re'ah. Okay, next one more case. Tarul Banan. Ezu hazeh. And what's hazeh? Halakha says when you slaughter a korban shelamim, you bring korban shelamim, you have to give certain pieces to the kohen. Right? One of the parts that you have to give to the kohen is what? The hazeh. What's the hazeh? Like the chest. What is considered the hazeh of the animal? For this korban shelamim that you have to give to the kohen. So Gemara says, zeh haro'e et hakarka. It's part of the behemah. What does that mean? That sees the ground. So what's the bottom of the animal? You look at the picture, you see the bottom of the animal. Well, you have the kiddis, the stomach. In front of the stomach, towards the head of the animal, you have like a little piece of meat over there. I guess it sees the ground. That part sees the ground. When the animal's walking, that part in the front sees the ground. Okay. Now how much? How do enter karka? The part that sees the ground. So I guess it's from side to side. From side to side that sees the ground. Now lemata ada saba, all the way to the neck, that's the lower part. Ulmala ada keres, until the stomach. So it's basically this, they put the area for you, they read in the area. From the keres, all the way to the neck. That's considered the hazeh. The pouch at the bottom. That part you gotta give to the kohen. When you slaughter korban shelamim. Chotech, shtes selaot mishted defanot ilach ve'ilach, veze hazeh nitan lekohanim. You see, the upper ribs, they put it in blue in the picture over here, we have it. He gets the rib also. The rib on both sides, which is the top rib, that comes off with the hazeh itself. Okay. Next case. Nikav krum hamoah. We learned in the Mishnah that if the krum, that's the membrane of the brain, gets punctured, it's a terefa. The Gemara is going to just tell you a rule. The brain has two membranes. Upper krum and the lower krum. Which krum are we talking about? Rabu shvendu mitarvayu karma ila'a. We're talking about the upper krum. Av al bi delo in kif tata'a. Even though the lower one was not punctured. Ve'amri la ad de in kif tata'a. And some say no. The hole's got to go all the way through until the lower krum also gets punctured. The lower krum, that's where the brain is. It's like the lower krum, the inner krum, is like a sack. That's where the brain is sitting in. The top one is like a more protective. So the first rabbi says, no, even the top krum. No, it's got to go deeper. It's got to go into mamish, the sack of the brain. And that's the halakha. So the Gemara says, how do you remember that? Amar of Shmuel ben Nachmani v'simanach, the way you remember the halakha, hayta dimitenach be'moha. It's the sack that the brain is resting in. That's the krum we're talking about, which is the lower sack. Now, it's hard in the brain to really discern between the two sacks. But in another part of the body, it's more evident. So the Gemara is going to give a mashal now to another part of the body that has two sacks, the outer and the inner. Amar Ababar bar Hanan bar Yoshua ben Levi kenegdo bebetzim nikad. In the betzim of the animal, obviously it's a male animal that has the betzim. Also, the betzim are in a pouch, but above the pouch there's a krum. And then beneath it, there's another krum, that's where the sack is, where the betzim rests in. There it's more noticeable. So say, just like by the betzim, you have two krums, and the second krum is like the sack that the betzim are resting in, so too by the brain. The top brain, the top krum is just like a covering, and the inside is another krum, which is like a sack that holds the brain. That's the one we're talking about, the second one, not the first one. Look at the Rashi. Kenegdo bebetzim nikar in the bottom over there. Bebetze zachar ata yachol lehakir rebitzat hamawah shegam nehem yesh nekrumim lebad hakis ve'achad chitzon ve'achad shebetzim unachim bo. Umetok shekrum atachton shel mawah dak meod. The bottom krum of the brain is very, very thin. So it's hard to notice it. Ve'en nikar legamre. Ve'nereke mawah atzmo. The bottom krum, you think it's part of the brain itself.
Krum is
like a shield.
It's a shield. Yeah, it's a shield. Like, yeah, exactly.
Like the obar, like
they, you, it's a little film that goes around, but it's so thin, the bottom one. You think it's part of the brain. So the Gemara is giving a mashal. By the betzim, you'll see two krums. You'll see the upper one and the bottom one. That's where the sack is. So that's how you're going to figure it out. Okay, let's go one more point. Amar Bishwam ben Pazi. Amar Bishwam ben Nevi. Mishum bar kapara. Mawah. Kol ma shebekedera nidon kemawah. Anything literally means anything that's in the pot is considered like mawah, which means in the cavity. Anything that's in the cavity of the skull is called mawah. Now, where's that spot? Hitchil limshoch. Once already it starts to leave the pot and starts to go towards the spinal cord, nidon kehuta shedra. It has a status of spine. Where's that spot? Lomeichad matchil limashich. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Nachmani lidim mefarshtim minad Rabbi Yoshua ben Nevi. Kimin shne pulin yesh munachin al pi akedera. There is on the entrance of the brain towards the spinal cord. You have two pulleys, like two beams, one on each side. You see the picture over here? Here's the brain. Here's the spinal cord. It's like you have two beams on the side of the brain itself. So those pulleys, that's the border. So the Gemara says like this: Mena pulleys nifnin kilifnin. From the pulleys inwards, that's considered the brain. Mena pulleys v'lachutz. From these two bean-shaped items to the outside, that's considered kilchutz. That's considered spinal cord. Upulin atzman. How do you consider the beans themselves? Are they in or out? Any udaya. So I don't know. I don't know how to. Geez. In front of them is brain. Behind them is spinal cord. Themselves, that area, any udaya umistabra kilifnim. And therefore, if it's lifnim, then even if that area has a mashihu puncture, it's going to be terefa. Badak be'ofa. Rabbi Yirmiyah went and he checked the inside of a bird. And he noticed that by the bird's brain also, there's like two little pulin also that are next to it. The law is not only by a behemah, you measure by the pulin, but even by the bird itself. They give you a little picture over here as well.
But it's not for the shidrava there.
Of course, the brain is here. The brain is here. The chota shidra is here. It has. So behind the brain is the chota shidra. So you're just saying that the cutoff point, even in the bird itself, there's two pulin on the side of a smaller brain. Obviously, the pulin is smaller. So you're saying, in front of it is brain, behind it is shidra, and in itself is mistaber. The rabbi says it's considered. So we continue the Gemara with a quote from the Mishnah. The kavah left the bet halalo of the heart. God, they hole in it. Into its cavity. Ba'era bizera lebet halal katan or lebet halal gadol. Which cavity? There's two cavities. Is the big cavity or the small cavity? If you look on the picture, see the right side is the big cavity, and on the left side is the small cavity. So which cavity has to get punctured? Amar de baye maite v'aylach. What's your question? Milo tena. Didn't we learn the gabe the lungs? Rabishim onomer achitna kev lebet simfonot. That the lungs, when it gets punctured, has to go into the place where the symphonot is, where the bronchial tubes come out. Which means where it gets punctured into the big symphonot. If you look in the Ve'ah, in the picture also as well, you see you have beta symphonot, that's where you have the major bronchial tubes that come out. He said the kaneh goes into the lungs, and then it spreads out to both sides, like the bronchial tubes that come out of both sides. So the lung, it's got to get punctured on the big side. It's called beta symphonot. So just like when the lungs got to get punctured on the big side, so the heart also, it's got to get punctured on the big side. You know, what's the comparison? Hatam the beta symphonot ketan. Over there it says beta symphonot. It says it. Le'echad shavche symphonot kolehu. The place where the symphonot are gathered, which means the main symphon is there, and from there all the other branches come out. Here it doesn't say anything, it just says to the halal, to the cavity. Mali halal gadol, mali halal katan. What's the difference between halal gadol, halal katan? Halal is a halal. And therefore it should be no difference between which halal. So we cannot bring me a raya from the lungs. The lungs, it clearly says, to the bet symphonot. But Betzaforot is clear. That's where the main kaneh goes into. From there it spreads out. But you can't bring me a ayah to the heart. Duma has a question. Kaneh alev. Rav amar memashu. Ushmuel amar berubo. Okay, what is kaneh alev? You're asking the what the kaneh alev is. But it's Mahlok Rav and Shmuel. Rav says even a mashu. And Shmuel says it's got to be broken rubo. Hey, who kaneh alev? What is kaneh alev? Amar Abavre, Sakamar Rav, Chelev Sh'al Gaber Defanot. That is the Chelev that is on the sides of the heart. It seems there's fat on the sides of the heart. So that's what it's talking about. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Defanot Sakadatach. You're talking about the walls of the heart? That cannot be. Because we have a law that terefot only happen on parts of the animal where life is dependent on. Life is not dependent on the side of the heart that has these fat. So therefore it's not going to be a terefah. Even if it's nifsak, even if it got ripped off, that's not it. Ela, Gemara says, she'al gabed dofne re'ah. That is the fat that comes down into the re'ah, into the lung, around the shidra, which is surrounded by the heart. If you look at the you see the kaneh, you see the kaneh going into the heart, and you see this kaneh halev. Okay, it's a pipe. It's surrounded in halev, fat around there, and I guess this gets plugged into the heart. We're gonna see these three plugs. They get plugged into different areas in order to give oxygen to the body. So this over here is kaneh alev. So that area over there is a mahlokin. Is it a mashu or is it a rov? Yes, we need to move on to a quick page. 52. Let's take a look. That's it, kaneh alev. Very nice. Okay. So Gemara says, Amar amemor meshumet rav nachman tlata kaneh have. Havu. There's three kanim, there's three pipes. Had parish liba, one pipe goes into the heart. The had parish liha, one goes into the lungs. The had parish lichavda, and one goes into the kaved, into the liver. The reha kireha, the chavda kechavda, the liba peligi. So the pipe that goes into the lungs. What's into the lungs is like the lungs, and therefore even a mashu, just like the lungs is a mashu, so too the pipe is a mashu as well. The kavda ki kavda, which means just like we're going to learn that the liver is only makes the animal terif if the whole thing is taken out. So too the pipe is only going to be terif if the whole thing is taken out. And we just said on the heart we have a machlok Rav and Shmuel. More bar haya matne ebcha. More bar haya said the exact opposite. He said, "Dideah kechavda," that the pipe that goes into the lungs has the din of a kaved. That only if the whole thing is taken out. The chavda kireah, and the one of the heart has the din of a lung. That even a mashu. The liver. The liver is like the lung. That even a mashu. The liba pedig, and the heart we said is a machloket. Azal haya bar Yosef amar al shmata derav kaved Shmuel. So he said over this. He said this over to Shmuel. Who's talking about Marhiyam Matne Ibcha? So Amar Le, so Shmuel said, Yache Amar Abba Lo Yada Betrefot Velo Kelum. If Shmuel said that, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't know anything about Terefot. So I go, so Rav Chaya bar Yosef amaran l'shmata de Rav kamed de Shmuel. Because these were all Rav's statements.
Shmuel said that.
Azar Rav Chaya bar Yosef amaran l'shmata de Rav kamed de Shmuel. He said the Rav's statements. Oh, he said that the kaneh is pasul b'mashu. That's the point. He said that the kaneh of the lev is pasul b'mashu. So he says, that's what he said? That's what he said. He doesn't know the first thing about terefot. Obviously Shmuel held. The rabbi, he held out like that. Okay, Nishbara Shedra. Now we talk about the spinal cord or the spine. Nishbara Shedra. Tarubanan. Huta Shedra Shenefzak Berubo Devre Rabbi. Rabbi Yaakov Mer Afilu Nikav. Hora Rabbi Krabi Yaakov. So Huta Shedra, the first opinion says, the majority has to get cut. That's Rabbi says. Rabbi Yaakov says, no, Afilu Nikav. Even if there's just a hole in the Shedra. Anyway, a case came in front of Rabbi, and Rabbi was posek like Rabbi Yaakov, which is he retracted. He took Rabbi Yaakov's opinion that even if a hole in the Shedra, it's going to render it terefa. Amar Rabbuna, en halakha k'Rabbi Yaakov. But the halakha does not follow Rabbi Yaakov. Halakha follows Rabbi, only rov of the Huta Shedra. The Kamarubo. Okay, so now the Gemara says, what's the rov? Which means which part of the Shedra is going to make it a terefa? Which means, the Gemara is going to explain to us, there's two parts, so maybe you have a picture there. At the end of the spine, so you have the spinal cord, and there's like a krum, like a membrane on top of the cord, and underneath it is moah. Moah is like marrow. So the Gemara is going to discuss which part of the spinal cord has to get punctured. Is it the membrane, or is it the moah also has to be affected? You see here again, Oscar has a nice picture. You see at the end with the spinal cord, these are all the shidra. The spinal cord itself outside comes like a little like a rope, and you have over there. They show you both. They show you the little film on top, the little moah on top, and they show you underneath it is like a little moah. That's like moah is marrow that's underneath. So Gemara says, "V'kamarubo Rav Amar Rov Oro." Rav says the majority of the circumference of the krum of the Huta Shedra that is a terefa, even though the moah is there. As long as the krum comes off, the top membrane, so it's possible. Amila rov moho. Some say no, rov moho. Which means the majority of the moah underneath has to come out. Even though the membrane is intact underneath it, if the moah comes out, so that's already a problem. So the Gemara says, "Man, the Amar Rov Moho, the one that says it's the Rov of the Moah, which is the marrow, Kochekin Rov Oro. Certainly, he's going to posel make a tarif the membrane, because the membrane holds the Moah. So then, once the membrane goes, so therefore, at the end of the day, the Moah is going to fall apart also." However, the man that Amar Rov Oro, but the one that says it's only the membrane, Rov Moho, my, which is deen when it comes to the Mawa? Tashema, the Amar Nilvi. Nilvi said, Amar Avuna, Rubo, She'amru, Rov Oro. Mawa Ze, Lo Ma'ale, Velo Murid. According to the opinion that says it's the membrane, he doesn't care about the Mawa Haro. Lo Ma'ale, Velo Murid. Doesn't make a difference. So it's only the Mawa. I'm sorry, it's only the or, it's only the membrane. Rav Natan bar Avin avayativ kamei de Rav. So Rav Natan bar Avin was sitting in front of Rav. And what happened? He had an animal in front of him with a chuta shedra. He was checking the spinal cord to see if it's okay after it was slaughtered, the animal. Badak berov oro. So he checked the or, he checked the membrane. Vekabadik berov moho. And then he started checking the marrow inside. Amale. Imrov oro kayam mawah ze eno ma'alev eno morid. So he told them, Rav told them, you don't have to check anymore. Once the membrane is intact, the marrow does not make a difference, like the halakha that we just saw. Amaraba, bar barchana, amar b'yosho ben nevi, nitmarech pasul. We'll see what nitmarech means. If the mawah was nitmarech, then it's pasul. Nitmasmes pasul. So the Gemara says, "Ezui hamracha veezui hamsesasa hamasmasa." What is these two terminologies? Hamracha kol shenishpak kiton. Hamracha, it becomes liquefied. became so a liquid mawa that if you would cut open the membrane, it would just pour out like a kiton, like a pitcher. Masmasa kol she'enu yachol la'amod, where the marrow became so soft that when you lift the chut hashidra up, it just bends over. Doesn't have any tautness to it. Doesn't have any lift to it because it's so soft. The marrow, it just bends over. Let's say when you lift the shidra up, the chut hashidra, it cannot stand up, not because it's soft, but because the marrow becomes very dense. Let's say the marrow becomes very heavy, and therefore it causes it to flop over. What's the din in that case? Tiku. Rav Amre. That's what Rav they said. Nitmasmez pasul. Nitmazmez kasher. What is nitmazmez? Mazmez sounds like that some of the moah just fell out. It came out of the. It emptied out from the place. So the Gemara said, "What do you mean?" Lazar omer moha terefa. Clearly, we have a case of the nitmazmez where the moah emptied out. Where it says terefa, because you tell me it's kasher. Aye, nitmazmez etmar. Over there, that it said terefa was talking about nitmazmez, which means where it became soft, but emptied out really will be kasher. Ini, we have a contradiction. Beha Levi haba yatib ben masuta. Levi was in the bathhouse. Hajal au gavra de tariel reshe. He saw a guy that banged his head against the wall. Amar nitmazmez mohed deden. He said, "Whoa. This guy over here, his head was nitmazmez. Woe to this guy." So the Gemara said, "Lav de la hayeh." Must be he was trying to say that he's not going to live anymore. So you see over here that nitmazmez is a terefa. Because the way the rabbi said it, and the guy that banged his head against the wall, he said, "Oh boy, nitmazmez, this guy nitmazmez moho." Must be he was saying, he's a dead man, he's not going to live. So you see what? That must mean nitmazmez is indeed a terefa. But says, "No, I'm going to be here. La, no more shaking him on the." He said, "This guy's not going to have any kids anymore." Oh, so you're going to ask, what does kids have to do with banging his head against the wall? So look at Rashi. Look at Rashi, Adam, read it. She'en o molid. So after they get wide, like 10 down.
Toldot ha'ish min amo, achi. Ba, she'git ha'nashe, she'l yerech, be'git ha'gibiyah, kula mechubarim na'chut ha'shitra. She'hu metpaser, be'yotze mitachat ha'shitra, ve'nase gid etzel ha'yerech.
And she over here gives us the biology. And she says that the ikar reproduction of the person comes from the mawah, comes from the brain. Why? And he says that the gina and hashev the yerech, that's the sciatic, that's on the thigh, the gina giviyah, and that's the reproductive organs as well. They're both connected to the spinal cord, which just goes all the way up to the brain. That's it. So therefore, they're saying that when he banged his head against the wall, so there goes his reproductive ability. So nothing to do that he's going to die. So when the mesmez would not make a terefa.